Because I found out my penis. It is. No, I didn't. But I hit record already, so. You might want to put the kibosh on industry secrets.
No, what did he say about Jewish guys that fuck Asian women?
What did he say about Jewish guys?
It's because they want to fuck boys.
It's because they want to fuck boys? That's pretty funny. I don't think Asian women look like boys to me, personally. I don't think... Stav's not here, so I'm going to do the thing where I defend a type of woman from any kind of... I think you're all beautiful. Hit me up. Hit me up. If you're one of them, get in my DMs.
Yeah.
So I can sexually fuck you. So I can be an ally by sexually fucking you. You know, I'm getting down. I'm telling you, a lot of people are just checking in to hear how the puzzle's going. So I'm going to tell you.
How many pieces is this puzzle, Nick?
It's 1,500, but I'm
1,500
getting
is
down
big.
To it. I mean, I figured there'd be one or two pieces missing. It's looking like it's going to be like 10 or more.
What, you bought this used?
No, I'm just...
You just lost the puzzle pieces.
You know, I get into it, dude. I get in the zone. They get stuck to my forearms.
Yeah, let's get some more puzzle updated.
My meaty forearms.
Yeah. Nick's forearms are looking great.
Yeah. Vascular.
Yeah. If you guys want to post about that.
Vascular, because I started eating beets.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little beet pomegranate berry mix up in the Vitamix in the morning to try and save my heart, guys. We're doing 90 days. 90 days.
To save my life?
Yeah.
Or your life. Anyway, guys, welcome to Cumtown. It's Nick and Adam today.
It's Nick and Adam. The classic.
The classic. Well, the original.
We actually purchased Stav from the circus. When the show started, they were selling a fat man. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is our ticket to ride.
Yeah. Stav can't be here today because he's on the Jenny Jones show with his mother.
So me and Adam are having one of our classic hangs. I'm going to do a puzzle. Yeah. Maybe I'll let Adam smoke a cigarette in my apartment.
I'm drinking a beer in the middle of the day.
I might have a hard kombucha, and then we're going to watch Wanda.
Oh, man. You know what?
How's that for a fucking afternoon?
It's a great film.
It's a great afternoon.
It's a great afternoon.
I'm just trying to curate an afternoon here. Mm-hmm. Now, give me one faggot second while I pull up the calendar and figure out what were you saying?
Nothing. Oh, I was saying Stav is on the Jenny Jones show with his mother. I think that was going to go nowhere, probably. It was going to be something like, oh, help, my 8-year-old is 900 pounds or something. We're going to do a fat joke about our friend that's not here behind his back.
My 8-year-old. Well, I'll tell you, the thing about Stav is you're never quite behind his back.
You saved the bit once again. Once again.
You're never quite behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
What's today? February 22nd.
22nd. It is the day after President's Day. We are back live. We're not live, but we're back.
My shit is all fucked up.
My shit's super fucked up, bro.
Well, I don't have the right Google calendar on here. I'm going to have you talk for 30 seconds. I'm going to go pull up. I need to figure out what the ad reads are.
Okay. You want to... All right. Yeah.
No, good. Tell them the story about... you were saying your sister was upset this morning?
I don't want to say that.
Okay. Well, tell them that story. I'm going to go get the calendar.
Oh, man. Well, guys, here's your chance. This is the Adam Show. You've been waiting for it for a long time. I've gotten a lot of DMs to say, you should have your own podcast. You don't need Nick. You don't need Stavros. Your talent stands on its own 2 feet, and I appreciate those messages. Nick is back now. I was talking about all
you're
the
not
compliments
fucking believe
that I get
now
online.
Now the computer decided it's going to install updates, so I can't even...
Should
I can't
we restart
use,
the episode?
I can't use the computer.
I wasn't even ready to start when you started the episode.
The podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
Hey, look, as long as it goes up and the ad reads are on there where they're supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
we just collect the fucking money, and then, you know, I don't know. We'll just... Look, we work hard.
We work hard,
dude.
And we play even harder.
I spent the weekend in beautiful Providence, Rhode Island. Shout out to the USS Lobster Pot.
I was in gorgeous...
My new favorite restaurant.
I was in gorgeous Boston, Massachusetts. which I found out has, have you been to the North End before, Nick?
North Shore?
The North End. They have it's like their little
North
Italy.
End. It's where Black Santa Claus is?
Yes, it is.
The North End.
Yeah, and he's like, ho, ho, ho.
He said it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why he says that.
Because of their prostitutes.
Okay. All we got today is my bookie.
Okay, great. Yeah, they have a great Little Italy in Boston. Did not know that.
Yeah.
Also, I went to Boston's...
Diddle little me.
I went to Boston's Chinatown. That was pretty good.
Little China.
Little China.
China face. That's what they call the neighborhood. Neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's the neighborhood I live in. Damn, I got brain damage from too much fiber.
From being too healthy. Thanks to everyone that came out to our show in Chicago. Me and Nick.
I feel good, really dude. I want to get healthy.
I want to get healthy, too.
I got to say, you know, I've never really done cardio in my life, like, regularly.
That's not true. You were doing jump rope for a while.
Yeah, I was. But yeah. When I say regular, I mean more than, like, 6 weeks in a row.
I mean, that's pretty good.
If I could do that regularly and not walk around just like a fucking tea kettle constantly, you know, just be subdued.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Just be relaxed always.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My anus is always a little bit dilated.
Well, you got to start doing poppers.
Yeah. I would love to just be anally dilated and relaxed from... And people are like, what's that smell? And I'm like, I'm an athlete. What's that open smell? It's fucking open in here. It smells like a man's open ass. And I'm like, yeah, I've been meditating. I've been meditating to get my blood pressure down. And as a side effect of that, I now... have open ass syndrome.
That's attaining true zen, I think, is just having your asshole wide open.
What's going on with baseball? Spring training's not happening.
Oh, because the damn
DSA.
The DSA.
DSA. Yeah, I don't know. They're doing a hecking labor.
Oh my god. Well, I know that Bernie was trying to save the minors. I think they were trying to end minor league baseball.
Oh, really? I thought you meant minors. Minors are always, every couple of years, they're getting trapped in one of those mines. And at this point, it's like, you know what? Fool me one. You know, I got no more sympathy for people trapped in mines.
It's true.
Don't go down there.
Yeah.
Don't go down there.
Start a fucking racist podcast.
Starbucks is fucking hiring.
Yeah.
And they'll pay for your college. Okay. Yeah, let me put myself in the shoes and mind of one of these geniuses that decides to, you know, go play Minecart Mayhem down in the shores of hell.
It's true.
It's like, okay, oh, let's see. I need to make money to feed my family. I can either go into a dangerous gas-filled mine that could collapse at any point.
And die at 34.
Or I could learn how to make coffee, help people who have more important jobs get to their jobs by caffeinating them.
Yep.
With a delicious pumpkin fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Maybe sell them a John Legend CD.
Right.
And if they so choose, as mandated by my corporate, you know, manager, they can ask me about my race.
Yeah.
They can ask me about,
to them about,
yeah, they can say, what race are you? And I can say I'm white. And then, you know, from what I understand, then they're allowed to lecture me about my privilege.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, the only benefit of the
mines
is that you get to...
You can say the N-word down there.
You can say the N-word.
You can't do that at Starbucks.
You can do blackface, too.
That's part of the job.
That's part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of these racists are going down to these mines to get their faces covered in coal. Yeah. So they can do a hello mammy type of... Mr. Bojangles.
The tricky part is that you can't tell who's actually black down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why they'd have a canary... And they teach it to say the N-word.
Right.
And if the bird was ever shot to death or stabbed, then they'd know trouble's afoot in the mine. Some guy's not suited up. We've got a natural coal breather.
Yep.
And
I didn't know that that's what the canary was for, but that makes a hell of a lot of sense
now. Yeah, it's figuring out who the black guy is in the coal mine. Because he'd stab the bird to death upon hearing the N-word and becoming enraged.
Yeah. It's a test.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's labor history for you guys. You don't hear that from the damn DSA.
Yeah.
We're telling you actually.
I've added up to hear the working man's plight. And
oh my God, me too. I'm just about ready to quit.
Yeah.
You know.
I've got half a mind to go to the next DSA meeting with a loaded gun and to just start firing indiscriminately.
Yeah.
I've got half a mind to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm gonna.
I was about to snap the other day.
Yeah.
And I was ready to do that, but I found out I went to the wrong meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were at the Crochet.
I was at the Crochet.
For a big introduction to Crochet.
I thought it was the DSA.
At the Kings County Community.
I was like, listen, you fucking purple hairs. You ruined our solidarity movement.
Yeah.
Yeah. You tried to lord over us nice white men.
Yeah.
Who have the same material interests as you.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, this is a Crochet club.
I tell you, though, I will forever be grateful to the DSA for teaching me how to do really good television criticism on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that's the main benefit of becoming an intellectual by voting for the first time in my life two years ago.
Yeah,
which makes me an intellectual now, is that now when I go on Twitter and I talk about a TV show, I can look at it through the critical lens
of Marxism,
of dialectical materialism.
Yeah. It's true. I thought that BoJack Horseman was pretty confusing.
Yeah.
Until I had it explained to me.
Well, I was watching Euphoria recently.
Yeah, me too.
And I didn't really understand any of the plot, but I was looking up. I wanted
really confusing show.
I just was mad that I can't fuck that girl.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It gets me so mad. And I watch Euphoria in the buff.
And I realize it's not because I'm a fucking loser fag that you wouldn't fuck. It's because of dialectical capitalism. Yeah.
Late capital.
It's because of
late capital.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the late capital. Capital. Capitalization. It's the capitalization of commodities.
It's a fucking tale as old as time, right there, brother.
And if it weren't for that, if we had communism,
she would be giving me pussy.
She would be. Yeah, she would have communist states of America branded shackles around her ankles.
That's true.
Hooked up to union powered machines, spreading her legs apart for me to deposit my worker seed into her body.
She'd be kind of like the queen of an ant colony.
And while it sounds like I'm describing rape, she wanted that.
No, she's
attracted to me.
She's getting the power and labor.
In this scenario, it sounds bad, but that's just how things work under communism.
Listen, brother, you don't have to apologize. Yeah. We don't have to explain ourselves.
Right. She was actually pursuing me. I was like, you know, I can take it or leave it. I could have sex with any woman I wanted. And she's like, please use a giant communist machine to rape me.
A diesel power.
Yeah. Some kind of like Stalin era.
Something with a smokestack.
please use a factory to rape me. And you know, naturally I brought this up at the last DSA meeting, and they said two things to me. First and foremost, please leave, and second of all, this is the introduction to crocheting.
Yeah, this is the introduction to crocheting for survivors of rape.
And there was a lot of lot of them doing self earmuffs and going la 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 la. Uh-huh.
Now we're cooking, guys. Listen, now I know it was a little rocky for the first 5 minutes there, but we really, I think, tapped into something good there.
What's that girl's name? I like that she
Sydney Sweeney.
She always looks drunk. That's like a
I like that she's always crying and looks drunk.
Yeah, all the Gen Z kids, they all got this. Their brains are like irradiated by iPads, so their eyes are dim. And it's weird because, you know, I have dead eyes. And that's mostly a result of, I think if I'm being honest, it's just because I don't wear my glasses.
Yeah, it's true.
So I can't see anything.
Yeah, it's true.
I sort of look like a blind person. Yeah. But
they have it from what? From Xanax.
From Xanax, and then living there, like interacting with people mostly through screens. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to. And their parents are also dead-eyed, but that's because they were all just fucking like, you know, the Gen Xers were all just retail zombies.
Their parents are Gen X. I guess I always think of everyone's parents as being boomers.
No. Their parents are Gen, which is weird because
Parents were at the mall.
You want to fuck them, and then you also want to fuck their parents. It's a weird spot to be in.
Yeah.
You think about, it's
isn't
like...
Isn't that the truth, brother?
It's the truth. You think about their mom. Some whore going some to milf. College.
Yeah.
You're a kid, and you're like, damn, what are these big-jeaned whores up to? They're reading books. They're sucking dick.
Yep.
And here I am. I'm 8, and I'm a faggot.
It's true. Our generation's babysitters were all of those Gen X.
Yeah.
Big Jean mall girls.
Remember the Babysitter's Club book series?
Oh, my God. Do I remember?
Maybe I should get it. Maybe I should start reading
those. Try to start my own chapter.
Maybe that's how I can understand women. You go back to the source.
Go back to the Babysitter's
Club. Go back to the Babysitter's Club. And that'll give us a bead on which direction women are going.
That's true.
Did you ever read any of those?
I can't say I did.
No. Yeah, me either.
No.
Did you ever read any of the Boxcar Children?
Yeah, of course. That was for a great boys. One.
Yeah, it was for homeless families.
Homeless boys.
Homeless children.
They solve mysteries, too?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were the old. There was a family
like the boys were into mysteries.
Yeah.
Girls were into...
They had Nancy Drew and stuff.
I guess they had mysteries, too.
And then if you were a loser, you liked Encyclopedia Brown.
Yeah, she's a fucking dumb
Encyclopedia
bitch.
Brown was the worst of all.
She was the fucking Velma of all those books.
Encyclopedia Brown was a boy.
Oh, I thought it was a girl.
No.
I thought she was some unfuckable bitch that was solving mysteries.
No, it was a boy named Encyclopedia Brown.
Once again, I've been caught out on the show.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Stav's not here to gas it up.
I'm loving the one-on-one dynamic. I'm feeling like a real even keel here.
Yeah. Well, it's because I got my blood pressure down.
Yeah, it's true. You've been super chill since Chicago.
I'm not running hot. Had a little heart attack. Now I'm feeling better. I'm on the
Nick
mend.
Had a mini heart attack on Saturday night.
I had a very slight heart attack.
Yes. But it was he dealt with it like all of our grandfathers and their fathers would have dealt with it, which is like sitting at the house and waiting it out.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my girlfriend put on Seinfeld and just kept an ear to Nick's room to make sure. I guess I couldn't have heard if you died.
Yeah. Encyclopedia Brown, everyone's favorite boy detective.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking loser.
Yeah. He kind of looks like you, sort of.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
That does look like a young Adam Friedman.
Come on, bro. Come on, man. Fuck.
No, it does. I mean, look at him. That literally looks like a 10-year-old version of you.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just got fucking skulls in his room. Maybe I'll, after this, I'll wrap this up. I'll go to the library. I'll pick up Babysitter's Club and Encyclopedia Brown. Maybe that's what I'll do this afternoon.
Yep. I've been meaning.
Read books for fifth grade.
For a while. Do you remember like cracking open an Animorph in fifth grade and being like, this is what adults, this is like grown up.
No, I did not think it was what adults
I thought it was like, I was like stopping being a baby and starting to be a teen.
It sucks. I wish I loved reading now as much as I did back then.
You read a lot, bro.
Yeah, but
don't lie to the listeners.
It doesn't work the way it used to.
What do you mean? You don't go into a fantasy dream
world?
I don't
go into
magic?
A fantasy dream world, no.
No, yeah, it's true.
I don't really get sucked in.
Yeah. I learned not to appreciate reading because I was every summer forced to do the summer library like reading club thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it became like something my parents wanted me to do. So it never gave me pleasure. It just seemed like a fucking chore.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
A summer reading.
Yeah, I got a t-shirt. Thing. Yeah. If you read like 15 books, you got a t-shirt.
That's gay.
Yeah, really gay. I actually did get a t-shirt that said, "Don't bug me, I'm reading."
You ever read The Chocolate War?
And it had a bug on it. What? No.
Yeah, I remember reading
The Chocolate War?
Yeah.
Well, we can really take that in a lot of directions, Nick.
Yeah.
But guess what? We're not going to.
Maybe I'll just get back into reading children's books.
Yeah, I'm going to get back into Goosebumps, bro. Mm. It's been a while since I got spooked.
Goosebumps is not good. Animorphs might be good. Goosebumps is dog shit. Absolute dog shit.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like him as a kid.
You, like, had the...
I read like, gay shit, dude. I read fucking... I read C.S. Lewis. I read all of C.S. Lewis when I was a kid. Uh-huh. Like, on my own.
I read Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah. No, Voyage of the Dawn Treader was my favorite.
I didn't read that one.
Yeah.
What was it? It was all Christian?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then I moved on. I read Mere Christianity after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading Maxims, FHMs.
Yeah.
Young.
I read a
the
book.
The Hot List.
I read a book on how to like finger.
You did.
C.S. Lewis wrote a book on like finding the like the you do the come here.
What thing. Did he say?
He said that all women can squirt.
Really?
Yeah.
What do? You pull on their pussy.
You pull. You try and rip it out.
That's what they like.
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's in Prince Caspian.
You yank it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a mouse. There's a mouse who's a knight. He's a giant mouse.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
But the lion was Jesus, right?
The lion, yeah. Aslan, the lion is Jesus. And the mouse teaches the lion how to finger.
That's badass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways, coming up on the Children's Book Review Podcast.
Babar.
Babar. I always hated Babar.
No.
Always.
No, not me, bro.
Yeah.
I had Babar sheets.
Did you?
Yeah. I had a whole bed set.
There was something too foreign about Babar to me.
I liked it because my parents were from Africa. It made me feel like I was getting closer to my roots.
Yeah, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand why he was wearing a green suit.
Yeah.
I didn't. There was too many things going on with Babar.
No, I mean, Babar was like a, he was probably, you know, he was like an African dictator.
Yeah.
You know, he was kind of an Idi Amin. Like
Idi Amin.
Yeah, type.
He was a cannibal.
He was a cannibal.
A vicious cannibal.
Yeah. He was eating the brains of his enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting pussy from boy soldiers.
Yeah, look at this picture.
Who's that, Bill Clinton and Babar?
And it's Babar and Jeffrey Epstein. What's going on? They killed Jeffrey Epstein's friend.
Yeah, they killed his friend.
I really don't have any patience for all the people that are still Epstein people because...
Yeah, Nick's an Epstein hipster.
Well, I'm not an Epstein
you
hipster.
You are. I mean, and you deserve to be.
I'll tell you what the problem is.
Yeah.
It's like... If you still want to get into all the Epstein stuff, you want to like accuse the elites of raping children and engaging in satanic rituals on an island. But then in the same breath, turn around being like, anyone questioning the CDC and Dr. Fauci is a fascist anti-vaxxer.
Is that, people are doing that?
They for sure are. It's like either you're into the Epstein stuff and you think coronavirus is fake and the vaccines are population control.
That's right. And the Holocaust is not real.
The Holocaust is real, not real. Ancient history. I don't care.
Yeah. Water under the bridge.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the Holocaust didn't happen. Because frankly, whether it did or didn't, doesn't matter. That's my stance.
Okay.
The Holocaust, you guys can have that debate separately.
Mm-hmm. It's like none of my business.
It does not matter.
That is not
it's
my
like
job.
The story of Jesus. I don't care whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're saying if you...
If you
buy into the Epstein thing...
If you want to get into... If you want to get into this whole Epstein didn't kill himself, all this stuff...
Yeah.
Then you got to do the work. You got to be here. You got to show up every day.
We're on phase two of this thing right now.
You got to be on the team night and day. Mm-hmm. Okay? Can't be a fair weather. Because there's all these people, they did it. With Pizzagate, they said this is all bullshit.
Right.
Turns out it wasn't.
Right.
Okay? And then they want to pick and choose where they get on and off the boat.
This isn't a buffet.
Parkland shooting didn't happen.
Right.
Fake.
Literally no one died.
No one died.
Yeah.
People died, but they were adults dressed as children.
Coronavirus is phase two of the Epstein thing because they killed him and then they released the virus to cover it up.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
That makes
and
sense.
Who's his friend now? Jean-Luc Picard has now been found dead in prison.
Yeah.
He killed himself too, supposedly. What are you doing?
No, Picard? I don't want to do it. You do it.
Go ahead.
Way.
No. What was I? It sounded whatever.
Arbel's fucking kids. Yeah. No, not good.
No, not really.
I was on the island. No, it wasn't
good. You're doing like, it sounds like a fucked up Sean Connery kind of.
No, no, no. That's not Sean Connery. It's not Irish. It sounds like Scottish.
It sounds like Babar, to be honest with you.
Dude, Babar's my guy. I told you.
Babar word. The Babar word.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about?
Panda Express.
Panda Express. Panda Express used to be very good.
Did you see that? It's still good.
I haven't had it in a long time.
It is still good. We're going to go on the road. A lot of people know this. We're doing a tour.
Yeah, Nick and I are doing a tour.
Called Cleaning Up, Taking Names.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing a gun tour. We have a gun tour.
Yeah, I have a gun. I have a gun tour.
The I have a gun.
Yeah.
And I know how to use it tour. Yeah. And if what's her name again? The girl, the young lady from the TV show I've been masturbating.
Sydney Sweeney.
If you happen to be there,
yeah,
look out,
mm-hmm.
because we're about to have a quote unquote revolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to be October 1917.
Oh boy,
she's a very lovely young lady.
She's fucking fantastic. Sydney, if you're listening,
mm-hmm.
If you're listening, you shouldn't fuck Nick. You should fuck me.
I mean, you shouldn't fuck either of us.
Honestly, you shouldn't fuck either of us. We don't deserve it. You shouldn't fuck either of us until we have full communism.
You're too young. Honestly, your dick should fall off when you're like 32.
It would make life better.
It should fall off, and what you should
it
get
it would make life better.
You should, yeah.
You'd have a window to procreate,
right?
And then you could spend the rest of your life
mm-hmm.
just focusing on the things that actually matter,
mm-hmm.
which is drinking and living a whittling wood,
doing puzzles, getting your heart rate down. Rebuilding a dick so that you can take it back.
Making a diesel-powered dick dick machine.
Building a communist dick machine to marry the young lady from Euphonium. I don't know.
I have to look it up now.
She's 14 years old.
She's not 14. She reads at a 12th grade level.
Does she?
Yeah, she's mad smart.
I'll tell you what I would love.
What's that?
There's a couple of rosemary olive oil Triscuits.
She's 24.
24.
She's 5'3", too.
Yeah. Damn. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, God damn it. I didn't know that.
God damn.
Fuck.
I was hoping she was 4'11 or shorter. Oh, every bitch has to be tall now.
Wow, she's a giant.
She's huge.
She's 5'3",
uh-huh.
24 years old. Anyway, is there anything you want to talk about? Like any...
What, you mean my bookie?
Yeah, maybe.
We got to wait another 2 minutes here, pal.
Oh, we got another 2 minutes. So let's talk about you.
We got to wait another 2 minutes. We got to wait. I was trying to come up with new silly voices.
Oh, I thought you were doing Brando just now.
No, you gotta do a... I guess, yeah, every silly voice is just going to be Brando. Hello, it's me.
Oh.
Michael Jewish.
Yeah.
Of the Judaism fame.
I think Michael Jewish has made an appearance before, actually.
Oh, okay. Sweeney is a trained MMA fighter.
Sydney?
Competed in grappling in high school.
She knows how to beat people up?
Yeah, we'll see about that. No, I'm having flashes of surviving the game.
I'm going to make a public statement right now. I will fight you.
Well, how about this? We kidnap her, bring her to like a Montana or something.
I would love to kidnap her Borat style.
Yeah, we kidnap
her. Put a bag
over
her.
We tell her she's the guest of honor at a remote dinner we're having. Mm-hmm. It's me, you, Charles S. Dutton, F. Murray Abraham, Rucker Hauer, and Gary Busey.
The squad, as we like to call it. And before fucking AOC had to steal our name.
And we serve dinner, and it's a pig with a giant pair of tits roasted. And Gary Busey's like, you're the guest of honor tonight. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's a big day.
Yeah.
We're having a communist revolution tomorrow. She's like, what does that mean? He's like, oh, wouldn't you like to know? And I'm like, Gary, stop dropping hints.
Yeah, Gary, come on. You're big. Let's leave a little mystery.
Yeah.
Let's leave the surprise to the end of the night.
Charles S. Dutton's like, you better be ready to defend them big tits, you dumb bitch. All day long.
Oh my God. It's cool that you're gonna send
movie. It's a movie called Surviving the Rape.
Yeah, the thing that's exciting about that is that you get to send the invite, so you can get back into your calligraphy, Nick.
Yeah,
you can send her a real nice invite,
a little Dracula letter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
send her a real spooky.
Welcome to my house. What I said? What if Dracula instead of sucking blood was raped?
Yeah.
And then he was also friends with Rucker Hauer and Charles S. Dutton.
And Gary Busey.
And Gary Busey. And F. Murray Abraham. And
oh my God, from Amadeus.
And the guy always named John McGinley.
Who's that?
The guy from Scrubs.
Oh, the
John C. McGinley.
The rude doctor.
John McGinley.
The redhead guy.
McGinley, right? That's his name.
I don't know his name, yeah.
We'll look it up.
Why not Braff.
Why don't you talk about my bookie?
Guys, sports is in full swing. We just had the NBA All-Star game, but there's plenty more sports action to come. And you can bet on it all at mybookie.ag, the most trusted name in premier online sports betting. If you're a New York citizen like us, online sports betting just became legal because Governor Kathy Hochul has raped her 7th child. Sorry, and I'd like to apologize to Kathy Hochul. I didn't need to go that hard. Nick, what are the benefits of this great website?
So now I'm looking at pictures of John McGinley and his family.
He has a nice family.
Well, I can't make sense of it because it's like him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a son that
has a lot of kids.
Son that seems disabled of some sort.
Do they have an Indian son?
Well, he has two daughters, and then there's a Mexican boy.
Yeah, who's that Mexican boy?
I don't know.
He's got
and
a
then
full
a guy,
mustache.
A guy that looks like him.
He's 11 years old.
I can't understand what this family is.
It's a cool family.
Yeah.
No, it's like that. They were like, he's like, I'm getting paid fat off Scrubs. I'm gonna get a menagerie of children.
No, this is his family. I don't know who the fuck that other guy was. So I guess
he's just their house boy. Mm. Anyway, mybookie.ag, they're running a great, like a bunch of great promotions. You get 100% sports welcome bonus, 150% casino bonus, up to $750. You can bet with Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
They have table games, live casino, slots, which is what I like to play because I'm an 85-year-old woman with emphysema.
If Sydney Sweeney is listening, maybe you should check out mybookie.ag and take a chance on love with a guy who understands that material capital dialectics is the reason, because I'm sure she's unhappy like most people.
She's not happy. You can
she's
tell.
Not happy, and she needs me to save her by telling her about Karl Marx.
Yeah,
and then having sex. And
dude,
only if she, I'm strictly just. She would be pursuing me. Let's make that perfectly clear.
Yeah, she's the horny one.
She's the one that's...
I'm the vessel of cum.
I'm just...
I'm facilitating it.
I'm just filled with cum.
Yeah, and I'm yanking the shit out of her pussy.
And I'm ripping her arms and legs off with a machine.
I would love to do
that. And I'm cutting her head off with a fucking sickle and jamming a hammer into her pussy. But she's the one. She wants all that.
She's asking for
it. I'm just trying to read Karl Marx to her like a bedtime story.
Mm-hmm. But she likes it like that.
Yeah.
She wants it like that. She wants to be impaled. Anyway, so their team at MyBookie.com, they meticulously handpick professionals with a refined skill set stemming from years in the online gaming industry. They redefine the gaming scene by establishing MyBookie as the world's leading online sports betting and gambling website, providing a unique and personalized stress-free gaming experience for every client according to their preferences. And that's good these days. I don't know. What else? They have 24/7 customer support. They can offer assistance and aid for all your concerns by phone, email, or chat, and they are incredibly responsive. Do we have a promo code, Nick?
It's either Cumtown or Cumtown 20. So I don't give a fuck. This is the last year of this show.
Uh-huh.
Stav's dead. I'm knocking on death's door myself.
No, Nick, you got your beats per minute down.
I did. You know what?
Yep.
I think I might have turned. That might have been a wake up call for me. I'm just like staring at pictures of women's tits on my phone. Like, I've turned a new leaf. I've got a new lease on life, and I'm ready to fuck. Mm-hmm. What's this? What do we got here? A pair of tits?
Mm-hmm.
Be still, my communist heart. Think not of what can only be described as rape under the capitalist paradigm, but in communism, it's called me getting mines as a worker.
Anyway, so you can go to mybookie.ag, put in promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20. You get a lot of great benefits. It's a great company. You get paid on time. You get great bonuses. You can bet on sports. You can take out a huge parlay. And you can win big, and you can send your winnings a screenshot to Sydney Sweeney, and she has to legally.
She has to do something.
Something like that. Anyway. Oh, Nick.
What?
There's a hostage situation in Amsterdam at the Apple store.
That's funny.
I knew that would get you going, brother. And I wonder what that was about. So what else is going on? Let's talk about our lives. Let's talk about our hopes and dreams, okay?
Yeah. I want a cigarette. But I can't. I can't. I have to focus on my puzzle.
Yeah.
I have to focus on things that calm me down.
You have about 50 pieces left in that 1,500 piece puzzle.
I know. I'm getting close.
I'm proud of you, brother.
This might be the best episode of the show in a while.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. It's very funny that literally 250,000 people will listen to this.
Yes.
That'll never stop being funny to me.
It's so weird.
You don't have to put effort into anything in life.
No, I think you do.
No, you don't.
I think this is like a cosmic accident.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think back to what our lives were before.
Like the large hard-on super collider. Uh-huh. There's two particles that smashed into each other.
Yeah, this is some
and
sort
it's like,
of...
Okay, fine. We got the millionaire podcast particles. But there's another universe... In which we have the communist revolution raping the girl from Euphoria particles. Those particles exist.
Yeah.
And we need to, I'm gonna figure out how to take the door off my microwave.
Yeah.
And leave that bitch running.
Yeah.
Until that shit happens, or at least it cooks my brain to the extent that that's the reality.
Where
I'm
you can hack the multiverse.
I can, yeah.
Yeah. Because this reality, oh my goodness. This is sad, right?
Yeah.
This world that we've inherited.
Right.
Old Sleepy Joe.
I forget he's president.
I forget it too. But let's read about what's going on at this Apple store.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the news that. So So armed police and special units are swarming a busy Lead Spillane Square as residents are urged to stay indoors. At least one hostage is being held at gunpoint inside the Apple store in central Amsterdam. I wonder if there's anything we can do about that, brother.
You know, there was another classic hostage situation in Amsterdam where Anne Frank held the people of Amsterdam hostage.
That's true.
For years because she wouldn't turn herself in.
It's true.
And so they had to live under Nazi occupation.
They would have just packed up and left.
Yeah.
If she just left that damn attic.
She is in a lot of ways like the unvaccinated. And the Amsterdamese could have been back to regular life in a heartbeat. But the Nazis, they said, there's one more.
Yeah.
We have the roles. We know there's one more family. Where are they? Mm-hmm. And people were like, we don't know.
We can't find them.
Yeah.
Very sneaky.
And then, you know, eventually she...
she left.
Made a little too much noise.
They legalized weed. The rest is history.
Yep. What do we got here, folks? We got big news today. Jen Psaki has shown her pussy to the White House press corps. And the reviews are in. It's disgusting.
I mean, this is just another move from Psaki, a classic deflection. Yeah. We want answers about Ukraine.
Yeah.
She shows her nasty-ass pussy.
She's got her pussy out, and it's spraying some sort of garlic slime. Mm.
There is a
garlic
swarm of flies.
There's a garlic mustard slime that's being spewed out of Jen Psaki's pussy directly into Peter Ducey's face. And we're going live to the White House with updates. Thank you. My name is Hector Reportatosa.
From Mexico News.
From Mexico News. And Jenny Psaki, her pusuki, is being sprayed all over the Peter Ducey's face. And I want to do more reporting, but I have to go to the bathroom. And he's gone. And we're moving on to the next story. Yeah. You're listening to Cometown News.
Yeah.
What Putin really wants is bigger than the Ukraine, according to Apple News audio briefing today.
And what's that?
I don't know. I'm trying to use the news app so we can just run through headlines.
Bigger than Ukraine. You know what he really wants, and that's to be gay with Donald Trump.
Here we got a headline. Most amazing mother, 31, dies in Long Island house fire that severely burned her fiancé and son. So I'm guessing most amazing is sarcastic.
Yes. Yeah.
To me, that sounds like...
is it in quotes?
Most amazing mother. Yeah.
It's sarcastic.
It's sarcastic, yeah. I guess.
It's like doing air quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The most amazing mother.
Yeah. The fire swept her Long Island, New York home and killed his 31-year-old fiancé. Stephen Ortner and Lisa Ostrowski struggled to escape when a fire spread through the home on Friday morning. So that's a bit of Long Island news for you.
Yep.
Jury finds Ahmed Arbery's three killers guilty of federal hate crimes.
Okay.
I thought that happened a while back.
No, I think that happened this week.
Oh, this is the federal charges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, they are some hilarious looking guys.
Those are the guys that killed him?
Yeah. They
weren't cops, right? They were like...
No, I mean, they filmed the whole thing. They just chased after him in the truck and then ran up to him and shot him.
That's so bad.
And like, the only argument was like, why was he jogging in Tim's?
That was their defense?
Basically, yeah. Well, then they're like, there's a couple of robberies earlier in the week and... It didn't make sense that he was jogging in Tim's, so we murdered him in cold blood in the middle
of
the day.
And filmed it.
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty fucked up.
If Ahmad was another white person jogging, would this have happened the way that it did? If Ahmad hadn't been using the public streets, would this happen the way it did? Prosecutor Christopher Penis asked in the government's closing arguments on Monday. He argued that the racial slurs and memes, while not illegal in themselves, could help inform jurors about the mindset of the defendants when they saw Arbery run through Satilla Shores that day.
It was in Georgia, right?
It was in Georgia. That's a bit of Georgia news for you. Biden set to speak. U.S. calls Russia actions an invasion, ready sanctions. Ukraine. You say Ukraine or the Ukraine?
I go back and forth.
Yeah.
Depends on my vibe.
I never heard of it. I don't know what the Ukraine.
It's like the Ohio State University.
I don't know why people say the Ukraine.
Yeah, it's a little... I kind of think it's a little bit, it's too fancy, you know?
Yeah, it's like, it's what you say if you don't and have any information about what's happening over there.
Yeah.
You have no historical context. You don't really know what the dispute is. You just want to call Joe Biden a shitty president.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
So you say the Ukraine.
Yeah, you say the Ukraine. And the new thing now is saying Kyiv instead of Kiev.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. People, Brett Baier is doing it.
Kyiv, Ukraine.
They're saying Kyiv. And they're Kyiv, like, that's the way. Yeah, they're like, that's the way they say it.
Oh.
And it's like, okay, well, it's not the way anyone has said it our entire lives until this week.
Yeah.
I don't know why that. And it's the people that, like, get all in a huff about, like, fucking pronouns and shit. It's like, just say Kiev, you fucking faggot. What are you doing?
Wait, so you're saying that Fox News gets in a huff about pronouns?
Yeah, they get in a huff about pronouns.
Oh, they get in a huff about people forcing their pronouns.
Like, I'm going to say Kiev special.
Yeah. You know, my perspective on the whole thing?
What?
It's one Mayo-ass white country.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting another Mayo ass white country, none of my business.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'll let them.
All right,
but
you gotta pick one: are the Ukrainians POCs or the Russians POCs?
I mean, to be honest,
yeah,
I don't think either of them are white.
Yeah,
that's not white in my book, brother.
They're not.
No way. No way.
Did we say the promo code for my book?
You said Come Town or Come Town's Why.
That's right. And they double your deposit up to $1 million.
Yeah. So if you put in $1 million, they give you a free $1 million.
Yeah, you get up to $18 million
and
for free.
We call that's what they're calling the Come Town guarantee.
I've heard from numerous people that have signed up with my bookie after hearing about it on this show.
Yeah.
Several of them they said it lifted me out of poverty.
Yep.
My wife was sucking cock for Tylenol PM.
Mm-hmm.
She was sucking dick for Pedialyte, and all it took was, I bet $1,800 million on the Rams.
Yeah,
and they won. Now I'm
money line.
Yeah. Now I'm fucking. Now
Odell Beckham first
touchdown. Now I have the kind of money where I can walk into, I can walk on the set of Euphoria.
And they respect me.
And I can hold you know who down.
Mm-hmm. And we're not saying who it is.
And have
but my, you know who.
Have my communist way all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And as I walk out, people slowly start clapping.
Yeah.
And somebody says, "Why are people clapping?" They say, "That man has billions of dollars." That man has billions and billions of dollars from gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who people respect.
He pulled himself out of poverty.
He did. He ripped, stuck his fingers into the pussy of poverty and ripped it out.
And he yanked it. He yanked it like the Sandman at the Apollo.
How about this? Tuesday's announcement suggests that Europe plans to proceed step by step rather than hitting Putin with the mother of all sanctions. Step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Day by day. Mm-hmm. Very similar to the TV show.
Suzanne Summers. I wanted to fuck her.
And Patrick, what's his name?
There
was a show about old people
Patrick Stewart.
Fucking each other. There's a bit of old people that had
sex. I thought it was just a Family Matters for white people.
Yeah, but the whole idea was like, it doesn't matter that you've had a triple bypass, you can still get your red dick hard and fuck your blonde wife.
Your piece of ass wife.
Get your fucking, your beat up red penis hard.
Your old tired red cock.
Yeah. I said Patrick step by step, and it's just how to draw Patrick from SpongeBob.
Oh.
What's the guy's name? What's the guy? And then the
dad?
The nephew. Yeah, the nephew would beat women. Right.
Yeah, the nephew was kind of like a stoner idiot.
Step by step. Patrick Duffy is who plays Frank Lambert.
Lambert?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were Belgian.
They are. I can't wait to take step by step by step.
I like that show because they had a roller coaster on the opening credits.
Let's tell you, life is a roller coaster.
Life is a highway.
Now, where do they live in this show? They live in
some California.
Yeah, they live. That's why I never liked it. I always hated California.
Oh, really?
I hated fucking Full House.
I loved Cali.
Family Matters, Chicago, great. That was before I knew Chicago was gay.
But
I thought Chicago was on the East Coast when I was a kid.
You did?
Yeah.
Because they have a water.
Yeah.
They have the tall buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah. You learn a lot as you grow up.
How about this? Frank and Carol marry while vacationing in Jamaica after a whirlwind courtship. And Frank plans an identical vacation to accidentally run into Carol. Here's my plan.
Frank and Carol?
It's the couple on Step by Step.
Oh, that's an episode.
I'm going to start submitting spec scripts to Euphoria. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they're all just going to be episodes of Step by Step.
Yeah.
That I write down. And
who's the nephew? Cody, right?
Cody, yeah. Who beats women. And naturally, they're going to hire me because Step by Step is one of the greatest TV shows that remains unseen by the majority of people who work in television.
It's true. It's a forgotten masterpiece.
I get the job.
Right.
I'm take a little trip over to my bookie. Mm-hmm. Make a couple cool $1 billion real quick.
Yep.
And then
they match it.
I'm not gonna spell out the whole plan for you.
But you know what the final solution is.
You know where we're going with this. You know exactly what the plan is. After I get that $1 billion, and I can cruise right past security on the set of Euphonium or whatever it's called.
Yep. Have you seen the picture of the guy, the creator of Euphoria?
No.
It makes it. I mean,
have
like,
you ever seen the guy who wrote Crazy Rich Asians?
No.
Hilarious.
Please show me.
Just this gay Chinese guy.
Oh, gambling tip, by the way, guys. I went to the casino in Boston this weekend with my pal Caleb Pitts from Pod About List, and the Crazy Rich Asian slots pays fat. If you want to make a lot of money, and they play clips,
he looks like fucking Austin Powers.
It's that guy. That guy.
Yeah, baby.
Wow, I thought it was William Hung that wrote that movie.
No.
Wow, that. Wait, but those were like novels, right?
They were.
They were like novels for like Asian moms to read.
Yeah.
And fap to. For but, tiger I mean,
he's,
moms.
He's got a wicked style.
Damn, I love his style, honestly. He rocks.
Just paisley blazers and fucking.
He dresses like the Gangnam style guy.
Sort of. Yeah. I always thought he looked like Austin Powers.
Yeah, I guess he does. I guess my reference was racist. Yours was not.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. What did the guy say at the show last night? The Borat?
Success.
Success.
Yeah.
Yeah, we received a heckle last night at Funny Moms. An audience member just said, success. And it was really sad.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
We're talking about
step by step.
Step by step, yeah.
Step by step.
I'll show you also a picture of the guy that wrote Euphoria, because a lot of people could be like, it's actually for adults and it's not pedophilic, and then you see a picture of the guy and it just looks a lot worse. It makes it look a lot worse.
Cast of Step by Step. Stacey Keenan is Dana Foster. I forgot.
It's like a Jared Leto type of guy did Euphoria. It's Barry Levinson's son, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is him. He's got a real, like, what's it called? Is it 30 Seconds to Mars kind of vibe? That's the guy.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a fucking freak.
Yeah. He made the kid fucking show.
Yeah. I haven't really watched much.
So you can watch it. You cannot watch it.
It gets put on and I kind of zone out.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm too old, dude.
Yeah, brother. I don't fucking understand anything in this world.
Yeah. I understand Crazy Rich Asians.
Dude, you trying to watch that this afternoon?
I understand, you know, the fucking Babysitter's Club.
I understand.
Maybe I'll pitch. Maybe I'll shoot an email over to a certain actress's agent and say we're doing a mashup between the Babysitter's Club and the Boxcar Children, called the Sexually Abused Babysitters. We're trapped in a storage container. And they have to solve the mystery of how to make me come.
Yep.
And when I don't get a response, I'll reply again and say, it's about communism, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a DSA
show. It's proletarian.
The politics of the show will be good. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, my God. We're doing good, Nick.
What are we at?
Oh, we got 4 minutes and 30 seconds, brother. Oh, wow. Of hell.
You trying to get a little food after this?
I ate before I came here, but I'll chill, dude. I'll watch fucking Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
We can go back into Degrassi.
Degrassi. Now, there's a show Euphoria could never be.
No, it's Euphoria really can't capture the magic of Degrassi.
It's crazy how much, because, you know, I mean, they're basically the same fucking thing, but Degrassi is leaps and fucking bounds better.
The thing is because it's Canadian.
Degrassi is Taxi Driver and Euphoria is Joker.
Yeah, which is a compliment to Euphoria,
I guess. Yeah,
it's a worthy effort. I mean,
the women are hotter, except for that fat one that sort of just tips the scales all the way to like, just like sinks the entire ship collectively. It's like just that you're watching that show and you're working one up, and then it's just like smashing into a fucking iceberg.
They kind of iced her out of the second season because
too unattractive.
Because she did.
She really looks like, I said, she looks like Preston from Wallace and Gromit. That's who she reminds me of.
They
the robot pitbull that's trying to turn Sean into food.
She dared challenge Barry Levinson's son about the sexual graphic nature of the show, and they're basically phasing her out of the show.
Yeah.
So she got what she had coming, I guess. No, but Degrassi, the thing about it is that because it's Canadian... Yeah.
Here you go. Here is
the tone of it is like it's.
Here's her. That's her right there. That's what she looks like.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah,
that's damn good.
That's exactly what that girl looks like.
Yeah, she has that spike necklace too.
Yeah,
she has kind of a Gen Z dog collar goth thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here she is. There's too much sexual nature of
Shut
the show.
Up. Shut up.
Yeah, it's fucking HBO.
It's HBO.
Their best show is about the mafia.
Yeah.
The best thing on television has been about the mafia.
Yeah, about a guy who kills people and cheats on his wife. Pardon me.
Is it raining right now?
Yeah, dude, it's raining.
Damn. You want to watch Thief?
I don't know. I've seen it so many times.
So I watch it once a month.
I want to watch Crazy Rich Asians, maybe.
Crazy Rich.
I can't get enough of that damn Awkwafina.
What's
bro.
The fat girl on Euphoria's name?
Roseanne Barr.
I'm searching fat Euphoria.
She's... I think
I mean, you search that and it gives you exactly what you're looking for.
Well, the internet is a mean place.
It's not even,
I think she got a pretty face.
Yeah. I mean, she looks like I'm not wrong. She looks like Preston from Austin.
Yeah, a pretty version in my book. I don't know why I'm doing the stop thing.
You're doing the stop thing.
But
hit me
I do
up.
Think, hit me up. DM
if you're the big bitch from Euphoria, I don't care. Hit me up. And if you look like her, hit me up.
No, I don't want her to hit me up, but I think she's kind of pretty, though.
Yeah.
And I will throw a Borat's bag
she's
over.
She's not
you.
Even that. I mean, she's not even that. She's not even like fat. She just looks
she's
like.
She's not that fat.
She just looks like Preston from all around.
Oh. And so we got.
Yeah, here's a quote from her. I spent my whole life afraid people were going to find out that I was fat.
Really?
That's hilarious.
That's a real quote?
Yeah.
That's a very funny quote.
I hope no one knows I'm fat. I hope no one finds out my secret. I hope no one on this elevator finds out I'm fat.
It would be very cute if Stav said that.
Yeah, it would be. Where is he? Texas?
I think he's in California now, but he's coming back next week.
California.
He'll be here next week on the show, Cometown, the show that never ends. And that
Euphoria's cat is not the fat teenager girl trope you've seen before.
What is it?
The goth turned cam girl is on a unique path of sexual discovery.
Yeah, that was her character in season one, but they've been phasing her out.
Kat Hernandez is a much needed anomaly in the narrative of fat teenage girls on screen. What the fuck? What does that even mean? A much-needed anomaly. You know what would be... How about this? Why don't we really fucking change up... Give me a show with the machine. The fucking... The diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Stalin's industrialization.
We call it fucking machine high school.
A fucking machine high school.
Yeah.
But it's all in Cyrillic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, I don't care what it takes... Get her agent on the phone.
Listen, there have to be some industry people.
We need her.
Just give me a meeting.
This, by the way, too, if any of you somehow know Matthew Perry,
mm-hmm.
I have to speak to him.
Nick has something really important to talk about.
I do.
And it's a business opportunity.
It is. And
this is like going to be like his The Wrestler. It's going to be like his revival.
It will be.
Like his Mickey Rourke style revival.
I mean, it literally could be. But if you know Matthew Perry, tell him.
Thanks for listening. Bye.